WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Foss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePape was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
Oh, right.
Right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePape was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePape was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of 7 women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvaney. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePape was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePape was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mullen. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Timeout.
All right.
Right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mull. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden signed the short-term spending agreement. That means a government shutdown's averted. This keeps the government funded through January, but does not answer the question of U.S. aid for Ukraine and Israel. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Matt Gutman says a possible hostage release deal appears to be in doubt.
According to Israeli and American sources, we are told that the deal is now looking less likely in the next couple of days. The main sticking point continues to be the number of hostages. Israel wants 80 released, all of the women and the children and their family members. Hamas, we're told, is pressing for fewer than 50.
Congressman George Santos of New York faces a likely second expulsion vote from the House after the Ethics Committee released a report finding he used his campaign for personal profit. In California, authorities say all lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles that were damaged by fire will reopen by Tuesday, and Major League Baseball owners approve the Oakland Athletics' move to Las Vegas. This is ABC News. A federal judge declared a mistrial in a case regarding Breonna Taylor, whose death 3 years ago has become a civil rights flashpoint.
Former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison was already acquitted by a Kentucky jury last year. Today in a federal trial, the jury said it was deadlocked on civil rights charges against Hankison, who fired 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's window and a glass door during the botched raid in 2020 that ended in Taylor's death. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman studying to be a nurse, should be alive today when he announced the federal charges. Rena Roy, ABC News.
In Austin, Texas, Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murdering professional cyclist Anna Mariah Wilson in 2022. Prosecutors said that Armstrong was jealous over Wilson's relationship with her boyfriend. The 35-year-old Armstrong, who was captured in Costa Rica more than a month after the shooting, faces the prospect of life in prison. This is ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bride.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of 7 women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden signed the short-term spending agreement. That means a government shutdown's averted. This keeps the government funded through January, but does not answer the question of U.S. aid for Ukraine and Israel. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Matt Gutman says a possible hostage release deal appears to be in doubt.
According to Israeli and American sources, we are told that the deal is now looking less likely in the next couple of days. The main sticking point continues to be the number of hostages. Israel wants 80 released, all of the women and the children and their family members. Hamas, we're told, is pressing for fewer than 50.
Congressman George Santos of New York faces a likely second expulsion vote from the House after the Ethics Committee released a report finding he used his campaign for personal profit. In California, authorities say all lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles that were damaged by fire will reopen by Tuesday, and Major League Baseball owners approve the Oakland Athletics' move to Las Vegas. This is ABC News. A federal judge declared a mistrial in a case regarding Breonna Taylor, whose death 3 years ago has become a civil rights flashpoint.
Former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison was already acquitted by a Kentucky jury last year. Today in a federal trial, the jury said it was deadlocked on civil rights charges against Hankison, who fired 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's window and a glass door during the botched raid in 2020 that ended in Taylor's death. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman studying to be a nurse, should be alive today when he announced the federal charges. Rena Roy, ABC News.
In Austin, Texas, Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murdering professional cyclist Anna Maria Wilson in 2022. Prosecutors said that Armstrong was jealous over Wilson's relationship with her boyfriend. The 35-year-old Armstrong, who was captured in Costa Rica more than a month after the shooting, faces the prospect of life in prison. This is ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden signed the short-term spending agreement. That means a government shutdown's averted. This keeps the government funded through January, but does not answer the question of U.S. aid for Ukraine and Israel. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Matt Gutman says a possible hostage release deal appears to be in doubt.
According to Israeli and American sources, we are told that the deal is now looking less likely in the next couple of days. The main sticking point continues to be the number of hostages. Israel wants 80 released, all of the women and the children and their family members. Hamas, we're told, is pressing for fewer than 50.
Congressman George Santos of New York faces a likely second expulsion vote from the House after the Ethics Committee released a report finding he used his campaign for personal profit. In California, authorities say all lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles that were damaged by fire will reopen by Tuesday, and Major League Baseball owners approve the Oakland Athletics' move to Las Vegas. This is ABC News. A federal judge declared a mistrial in a case regarding Breonna Taylor, whose death 3 years ago has become a civil rights flashpoint.
Former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison was already acquitted by a Kentucky jury last year. Today in a federal trial, the jury said it was deadlocked on civil rights charges against Hankison, who fired 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's window and a glass door during the botched raid in 2020 that ended in Taylor's death. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman studying to be a nurse, should be alive today when he announced the federal charges. Rena Roy, ABC News.
In Austin, Texas, Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murdering professional cyclist Adam Mariah Wilson in 2022. Prosecutors said that Armstrong was jealous over Wilson's relationship with her boyfriend. The 35-year-old Armstrong, who was captured in Costa Rica more than a month after the shooting, faces the prospect of life in prison. This is ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden signed the short-term spending agreement. That means a government shutdown's averted. This keeps the government funded through January, but does not answer the question of U.S. aid for Ukraine and Israel. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Matt Gutman says a possible hostage release deal appears to be in doubt.
According to Israeli and American sources, we are told that the deal is now looking less likely in the next couple of days. The main sticking point continues to be the number of hostages. Israel wants 80 released, all of the women and the children and their family members. Hamas, we're told, is pressing for fewer than 50.
Congressman George Santos of New York faces a likely second expulsion vote from the House after the Ethics Committee released a report finding he used his campaign for personal profit. In California, authorities say all lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles that were damaged by fire will reopen by Tuesday, and Major League Baseball owners approve the Oakland Athletics' move to Las Vegas. This is ABC News. A federal judge declared a mistrial in a case regarding Breonna Taylor, whose death 3 years ago has become a civil rights flashpoint.
Former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison was already acquitted by a Kentucky jury last year. Today in a federal trial, the jury said it was deadlocked on civil rights charges against Hankison, who fired 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's window and a glass door during the botched raid in 2020 that ended in Taylor's death. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman studying to be a nurse, should be alive today when he announced the federal charges. Rena Roy, ABC News.
In Austin, Texas, Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murdering professional cyclist Anna Maria Wilson in 2022. Prosecutors said that Armstrong was jealous over Wilson's relationship with her boyfriend. The 35-year-old Armstrong, who was captured in Costa Rica more than a month after the shooting, faces the prospect of life in prison. This is ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mullen. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoon. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.